Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down.
See, here's the thing. I could act like I wanted to hear the lyrics, but it just wouldn't be true. I was just finishing eating the pizza, and it was wonderful.
Really good pizza.
It was really good.
That was like one of those pizzas that had the 1,000-degree oven that cooked really fast, and the crust was really delicate.
To our caller, Robert.
Thank you.
May I please say thank you, sir. That was really good pizza. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Oh, by the way, you know what the pizza's better than? Let me just, if I may divert from the Eagles for 35 seconds. Two tweets stood out to me over the weekend about one of our squads. Guys, the Flyers are a disgrace. Consider this. I saw Anthony Sanfilippo had this tweet. It's a great tweet. It's horrible, but it's great. James, I don't know if you saw this. Here's Anthony's tweet. In the past 375 days, the Flyers have played 90 games. They've won 24 of them.
Oh, God.
They are the first team in 15 years to have three 10-game or more winless streaks in the span of two seasons. I also saw a tweet from Glenn. This is a great one, too. Glenn Macnall. He wrote, I'm not sure if I can recall any of the four local franchises being as low in ability, excitement, and fan interest as the Flyers are right now. It's an embarrassment. Guys, all they do is lose. That's all they do. Like, why is the GM the GM? Why is Chuck Fletcher the GM of the team? I mean, they have gone so backwards during his tenure. I just wanted to get it off my chest because it's really sad. I mean, it really is. I mean, they just – and by the way, after like the second or third loss, and this was like 2 weeks ago, that's when Tortorella was like, if you want to boo us, the heck with you. And I'm like – I said at the time, like, what are you doing? People were supporting them. They were around 500 back then. And since then is when they've been losing every game. What in the world? All right, I got it off my chest. Let's go, folks. 215-592-9494. The Eagles, 10-1. Although flawed, but still the best team in football. Richard's with us. Hi, Richard. Richard. Richard, definitely not ready to go. He's kind of there. We'll get him straight. Let's go to Bill and Pittman. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are enjoying that pizza, man. It's a great day to be an Eagles fan.
Well, it's past tense. The pizza is now gone. It's done. It's been enjoyed. It's over.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, a few years ago, as an Eagles fan, most of us were pulling our hair out because we wouldn't run the football consistently.
Yep.
And I think the consensus was that the brain trust thought that the way that you won NFL games was throwing the ball 50, 60 times a game. It seems to me like there's been a complete philosophical change with the brain trust. And my suspicion is that Nick Sirianni's had a big part to do with that. And I just want to thank him sincerely for changing the way we're playing the game on the field, because it looked awesome last night. It really did.
It did. Look, Bill, I always thought the Jeffrey Lurie just wants to pass the ball thing was probably a misrepresented thing. I never believed it. But, I mean, okay. Do I think he preferred to pass it and throw it a lot? Probably, because there was tons of evidence.
Well, I think Jeffrey Lurie probably grew accustomed to the success under Andy Reid.
I agree.
And Andy was hard-headed about, you know, insisting on throwing the ball more than run it.
Not to mention, the quarter. Look, there have been a grouping of quarterbacks, you know, even in the last 20 years that made the Super Bowl the most. And they were the passing quarterbacks. I mean, Brady was in 10. He won 7. Peyton Manning was in 4. He won 2. You know, I mean, so I understand why you'd want to develop that. But the reality is, until recently, like even Vic in his time, Donovan in his time, Randall in his time, they were not using plays the way the Eagles use plays that are straight from college football.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it's just working. Plus, a lot of defenses got smaller and smaller and smaller, which makes it easier to run. There's a lot of things going on here that, anyway, I think your point's really good one.
Well, what you just said is the key, because right now, if you look at the three teams that I think most people think are going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, it's us, the 49ers, and the Cowboys.
Correct.
Hold on. All right. I'm all right. And we all know how to pound the rock. So I think our defense needs to improve as far as run defense, obviously. But I think we're in really great shape, man, to have a deep run in the playoffs this year.
Well, I agree. Bill, appreciate the phone call. I brought it up earlier. John, let's go through it a little bit deeper, though, because we only did a quick dive. So let me give you the as of right now. If the playoffs were to start today, and obviously there will be some shuffling between now and then, but just to set this, and I think the Eagles are likely to be the one seed. I mean, they obviously have a great shot. They got a 2-game lead, the whole deal. So if the playoffs started today in the NFC, here's how it would shake out. The two set, and again, you'd have three different NFC, you'd have three NFC East wildcard teams. You'd have four NFC East teams, which is wild. If the playoffs started today, 2-7 matchup is Minnesota hosting Washington. 3-6 is San Francisco hosting the Giants. And 4-5 is Tampa Bay hosting Dallas. You know, look, it'd be great if Tampa...
NFC's Final Four, is that what you're saying? Because I could see it.
NFC's Final Four.
I don't know.
That seems a little far-fetched. By the way, I'll give you a quick AFC. As of right now, here's what it would be in the AFC. KC with the one seed would get the bye. You'd have a Miami versus Jets matchup. So that's an AFC East matchup. Obviously, the game in Miami. 3-6 would be Tennessee and Cincinnati, which would be a rematch of yesterday, which is a rematch of last season's playoff game. And 4-5, I think this was a playoff game last year, Baltimore and Buffalo.
So it would be four AFC East teams, too, as of now. So both the East divisions, is that right, or are the Patriots not in there?
Patriots are 8.
Okay, so they're out. So,
Patriots are 1 behind.
But it's pretty close.
It's close.
Like, that's pretty wild.
I'll say this. I do find the AFC playoff teams and those playoff matchups far more intriguing.
Oh, yeah.
Than, like, Washington and the Giants. Like, what in the world? All right, let's go to Robert. Robert, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Great show. Hey, listen, so last night I repaid a favor to a friend of mine from Wisconsin who took me to a Packers game about 6 years ago at Lambeau Field and brought him to Philadelphia for the Packers game last night. Introduced him to the Philly fans, introduced him to Lincoln Financial Field, the Eagles, and he's sitting right alongside me now, a little bit less happy than he was last night. And I want to introduce him to the best talk radio in the entire nation. His name is John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, John.
I flew in from Milwaukee this summer. I was confident the Packers are going to the Super Bowl, and as the season has developed, it's not been pretty. So I was a little nervous coming out to Philly. All my family was nervous. They said they're going to throw batteries at you. But there's some good hospitality. The first thing someone said to me was F Brett Favre. But besides that, you know, people were pretty great. So I just want to say thanks to the city of Philly for welcoming me in.
All righty. All right, Robert.
Very nice.
John, Robert, you got it, man. By the way, John, your team stinks, man.
Oh man, they bring on Jordan Love.
Wow.
He looked kind of good.
All right, guys, appreciate it. John, he looked all right.
Jordan Love was capable. I didn't expect him to be able to move the ball as effectively as he did. I think some of it had to do with us playing back, hey, prevent the big play. But, yeah, he was better than I thought. And I think if Aaron Rodgers is going to be so mopey-dopey, oh, everything hurts and I struggle. You can't understand my struggle. I'd get him out of there.
Well, so a few different things. His mopey-dopey has got to aggravate everyone there. That's number one. Number two, it wasn't lost on me, and I'm sure you guys noticed it also. The news of the broken thumb was released.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Was released, you know, right when they're 4-7. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, all right, it's time to start making sure we layer in the
spin zone.
Yeah. Right? And listen, I mean, it's true, but it's also like they found a very, I don't know where did that even first arise?
I think Ian Rappaport had it. I don't know where.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, they leaked it, obviously.
I got to rip somebody here. Let me find this tweet real quick. Speaking of the world of leaks in the NFL, I don't know if you guys caught wind of this one. This one bugged me last week. Hold on. I'm going to take a phone call, and then I'm going to bring up a Schefter tweet last week that annoyed me. We'll get to that in a second. Talk about a leak. Holy smokes. Let's go to Bill in Doylestown. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Actually, two kind of points. One was for kickoffs and why they kick dead center every single time. And the other was, can the defensive line stunt some things and then change up the fact that we get gashed?
I wish that guys would just do their job, you know, hold their ground, and there are times where they're not. You know, part of why we were effective stopping the run with Linville Joseph and Ndamukong Suh in there is they just anchored in, and that really helped things. It did feel like last night the Eagles' defense was a lot less concerned with trying to stop the run than they were the week before. Like their attention sort of was diverted to trying to stop the over-the-top stuff. I do think that will be different this week, and we'll have a better plan to stop the run because really that's, you know, top priority against this Titans team. So I think it'll be better. I just think we're not that great at it.
Bill, I got to say to you, though, man, the Eagles did win. They did score 40, and they're 10-1. I mean, like
they gave up 30.
Well, yeah, they gave up 33, but
I'm using multiples of 10. But you're not going to win every game if you're giving up 30 plus points a game.
Yeah, but they're not going to give up 30 plus points every game.
You say that now, but you're coming up against some of the best running backs in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I hear you. I don't think it's as gloom and doom as, you know, you're making it sound, but we'll see.
But back to the kickoffs. Is there any reason it can't kick more toward a corner and at least use the sideline?
Well, that's very – if you're talking kickoffs, that's
it's
you're playing with fire.
That you don't want to kick it out of bounds and give that yardage.
Well,
and it's also,
if he's that inaccurate, then is he really the right guy to be kicking off? I mean, I can't believe he can't move it 8 yards further left or right and at least help out with a sideline.
It's also harder to kick it out of the end zone if you're angling the kick. You're kicking it farther.
You're right.
If his leg's not strong enough, you're going to end up giving up more returns, which we certainly don't want.
Yep.
Does he really have the leg to kick it out of the back of the end zone? Because I saw four, I think, run back from mid-end zone.
Yeah. Listen, Bill, I mean, I hear you. I mean, obviously, he's gotten a lot through the end zone this year. Last night, not as much. Now, you start getting colder weather, I guess ball probably doesn't travel as far. I don't know.
I think if you try to angle it, you're going to have some dangerously short kicks that will be more easily returnable.
Right, right. All right, so let me read you guys a tweet. This is such a minor matter, but you guys know I get cheese on different fronts in life. And I think these national reporter guys, and it goes for the Schefter types in football, but it also goes to the Woj types in basketball. Look, they get a lot of breaking news, but let's not act like they are some kind of investigative journalist that digs in and like they are just given information. So let me give you like the all time. It's so obvious he was just handed this information. So Adam Schefter last week had a tweet. You remember when they benched Zach Wilson? By the way, it worked out well for them. That other kid went in there and played well and blah, 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 right? So now listen to this tweet.
Joe Douglas looking like he kind of knows what he's doing.
I'll tell you what. They've built a team. They've really built a defense. And they don't even have their star running back who got injured. But anyway, so listen to this tweet.
Aren't you saying Robert Sala was a poser coach?
Yeah, he's one of those guys who just acts like he wants to, you know, rip the other coach's head off and run it, you know, midfield.
Maybe he's
and
not
fight
a
him.
Poser coach.
Maybe he knows what he's doing. Maybe he does. So listen to this tweet from Schefter. Tell me if it's not so obvious he was handed this in advance. Here's a tweet from Schefter. By the way, it includes, the tweet includes a photograph of Zach Wilson, and it includes a caption that says, breaking news from Adam Schefter, okay? So, like, this didn't happen, like, all in 1 minute. The tweet is this. Breaking. During a team meeting minutes ago, Jets players were informed that Zach Wilson is not starting Sunday's game versus Chicago Bears, sources tell ESPN. Then it goes on, talks about his record, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Like, if the meeting just happened, they told him before the meeting, hey, listen, we're going into this meeting. We're going to let the guys know. Well, you know, as soon as it's over, you can release the information. Like, they just hand information to these reporters. It's just, it's all, it's not, it's like, it's all contrived. It's not investigative. Yeah. It just bothers me.
I don't understand what your hang-up
is. Breaking news. Didn't we all know this?
No, again, this was last week. My point is,
I know,
they tell them the information.
What you're saying is not breaking news.
No,
like,
I know.
We all know how, like, Schefter.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying it's an example. Like, they tell him, he sits on it. He sits on the information until he's given the green light after the meeting. Okay, now you can release it. And I just find that journalistically, like unethical. Like, if you had the information.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot more. I mean, they're like, you know, tit for tat and all that,
I know. Believe me, I'm well aware. All right, let's go to Eric right now in Middletown. Hello, Eric. Eric. Eric, we'll get back to him. Let's go to V in Sharon Hill. Hello, V.
Hey, guys. How y'all been?
Great, V.
I know I haven't talked to you all in a long time because now I work during the day, so I don't get a chance. I just happen to be home sick.
Okay.
But, we'll get better.
Hope you feel better.
Oh, I will. I'll get over it. But, the game was pretty good last night. I was very happy with the play from Miles Sanders.
Yep.
Definitely Jalen Hurts. That new guy that caught the interception looked like he knew exactly where Aaron Rodgers was throwing. That was perfect. The defense needs to just get back on the ball. I know they have some injured people. Darius Slay hasn't been Darius Slay lately, so I don't know what's going on with him. Mm-hmm. But the new guys they brought in were good, of course.
Yeah, Slay doesn't seem like he's been as dominant as the beginning of the year. I don't know if he got nicked up. I know at a certain point there was a game where he was hobbled with something, John. I forget what it was. But he has not looked quite as sharp.
I don't know. I agree with you. It hasn't been as productive. I tend to think he prefers to get up in guys' face and play man, and sometimes – when you're sitting back there in zone a lot, like, it's possible his, I don't know, focus wanes. And, you know, that sort of takes him out of his rhythm as a defender. But I don't know. I was not a cornerback. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
Well, let me ask you this, John.
He's awesome as a man coverage guy. And it feels like that is, I don't know, there's a bigger payoff, you know. It's riskier, and he's the type of guy calling himself big play Slay. Yep. Like, he wants to make the big play, doesn't have quite the same opportunities when you have to sit back there in zone.
When he dominated Justin Jefferson week two, was that man, from what you remember? I mean, I don't remember every aspect
of it. Yeah,
they
were manning him up.
A decent amount.
I mean, he was following him around.
Seemed like it. That's my recollection. V, I'm sorry. Go ahead, V.
I was saying you have better players now, too, with him. So, you know, as much as he would want to do every play, you got Chauncey Gardner, and now he's out. But when he was, you know, playing, he was doing pretty good.
Listen, Gardner Johnson's had a nice season, V.
Yeah, he has, and it's a shame. I hope that it's not as serious as it looks. But, I just hope that he bounced back.
Agreed.
I love defense. So it's like, you know, I have a chill attitude. I think that's because I'm a competitor. So
there you go. All right, yeah. V, always good hearing from you. Thanks so much for the phone call. Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
You got it. Let's talk to Casey right now in East Falls. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just first want to say I was trying to get out there on Thursday at that Thanksgiving football game, and I just wanted to ask you how it went. Did you guys have fun over there?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, and it was a really good game. Came down to the wire. It was a beautiful day.
I know. I wanted to go. I was on my way, and then I got delayed. It was just then I realized the game had been probably over.
Did you then choose to listen to us? You didn't get there, did you? Listen,
I didn't get there. I was busy that morning doing stuff. But I'm a big high school football fan because I lived in California, and I watched the greatest high school football team of all time, De La Salle High School, Robert Lattistore, who retired at 399 wins, 25 losses, and 3 ties.
Wow.
Right, John Ritchie?
Yeah,
right, John Ritchie?
Sure.
Oh, my God. De La Salle High School, 12 consecutive undefeated seasons from 92 to 2003, 151 in a row. They broke the national record at 72, and they doubled it.
They'd lose to the modern-day prep team, though, so it doesn't matter.
No, they did not. They lost to a team in Bellevue, Washington, and Seattle the day they played their first game after I moved, because I used to go to every game.
I got you. All right, Casey. We got you, man. We appreciate the call. He's all into it,
Powerhouse.
Man.
Powerhouse. Yeah,
Powerhouse. Huge.
When I was out there in Oakland, that De La Salle was rolling.
I've heard of them.
That was right in the middle of that undefeated streak.
I got it. Let's go to DeWitt right now. Hi, DeWitt. DeWitt.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead, pal.
Hey, how you doing? Long time listening, first time caller.
Thank you.
I haven't heard y'all mention this yet, but last night listening to the post, Jalen Hurts post comment, post game comment, he said that during the quarterback sneak when we got stopped for the second time, he said they got away with one, like they simulated the count,
right,
on Green Bay, right, and I didn't hear y'all mention that yet. And another thing about this guy, Reed Blankenship, I think he should be in the game, man. When Gardner come back, I'm thinking maybe Epps need to step to the side because this guy's a baller.
Listen, he made one play that was impressive. I got to get a bit bigger handle on other stuff from last night that he did. I'll say this, DeWitt. I wouldn't get too attached too early if you're doing it just on the basis of that one interception. I mean, it was a great-looking play.
He caught my eye in the last preseason game. I know that he hit that lumber.
He'll hit some people.
He's physical.
Yeah.
Yeah, he flies around, and I like that a lot. But he's also young, and he's prone to mistakes,
game,
I'm sure. Yeah, and look, it's likely that we won't have a choice. The way Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was carted off with a rib injury, like he's probably going to be out there for a few weeks at least, I'm guessing. So we'll get a lot more acquainted with Reed Blankenship. I thought he had an unbelievable play on the interception. I didn't see a whole lot of other stuff that made me go, wow. But I like his attitude.
Yes. I figured that this guy was one of – Gardner was one of the best – he's playing the best probably out of everybody on the team.
Yeah.
And we didn't miss him last night. We didn't miss him at all.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, they gave up 33 points, so I would be careful and they didn't miss something. I mean, we'll say. Like, I agree with John. I think we're going to get a chance to see Blankenship more, and we'll get a better handle on it. But just know this, Gardner Johnson was pretty darn good. So I won't act like him being out is going to be a blessing in disguise.
And he had a great just attitude, outlook. He was one of those rah-rah guys that's hard to replace the energy that he brought.
Yeah.
And the idea of them simulating the snap, I don't know exactly what happened. It was obvious that something was fishy. I mean, Kelsey snaps the ball and is holding it up there. Jalen's clearly not ready. Isn't that what Brandon Graham got called for?
I think
the
so.
Other?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Like for
yeah,
making
so.
Noises that sound snap-like. And, you know, they flagged them. They're no flag.
I can see how that's tough for them. I mean, John, you were in the trenches. You get those things. I got to imagine that's very hard for the officials to regulate.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean. Just it seems hard.
If you hear a guy making huts and
yeah,
things,
but I mean,
I guess,
could think it's the quarterback.
I
mean,
they got away with it. They got away with it.
Well,
and
it does explain
a
it.
Huge play.
It does explain it.
It does. And Miles Sanders, you know, nice job getting on that thing because the ball was just hanging out there. by Kelsey's butt.
Ridiculous. The whole thing was ridiculous.
Really weird.
All right, coming up, more of how it sounded from yesterday, the montage, in case you missed it, of all the great plays in the game yesterday. We'll play that DeMero montage and rock all the calls. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. You can hop aboard the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Hey, one of the things I love about betting on the NFL is always finding new player or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is combining these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect, of course, for tonight's game. And we look at the game, and of course, you got Indianapolis. And I'll tell you what, Jonathan Taylor, he didn't play as well last week, but this guy can run it. He can score. He can get a lot of rushing yards. Matt Ryan probably near the end of his career. But you can lock in on any of these players you want. Lock in on the game with FanDuel Sportsbook. And, of course, create a same-game parlay. Choose your own same-game parlay or choose from amongst the same-game parlays already listed by FanDuel Sportsbook and lock in when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER with America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook. Why number one? Well, easy to use. Plus live betting, including in-game. Fast withdrawals will get you paid right away when you win. And odds boosts and specials all the time with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. Right now, new customers get $150 in free bets, win or lose, when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER for tonight's game or any of the games to make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Jenna Cameron, John Rich, it is 94WIP on this Monday morning as we soon make the turn from November to December. Guys, I made the turn over the weekend. You ready for this? First time probably in my whole life. Fully decorated for Christmas. Ready to go.
Wow.
Ready to go. Yesterday, I'm like, you know what? Eagles didn't play until Sunday night. And you know, I'll tell you what. That game yesterday for me, even though I know it got a little hairy, but I never felt it was close enough that I couldn't, maybe I should be ashamed to say it, but I'll say it, decorate for Christmas even during the Eagles game.
Oh, buddy.
John, I was doing the Christmas tree in the second half of the Eagles game. I mean, that's when you feel confident.
<That's>, you can say that, right? That's for sure.
I
just got to get that big Santa Claus. You know that big Santa Claus I got that I store at my mom's? I got to get that big Santa. And other than that, I'm all ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, how much do you do? Just a tree?
Well, I got a small apartment. It's not a ton. It's the tree. But the tree is a pain because it's a fake tree. I'm not allowed a real tree. So, yeah. You know, but you got to.
That's less a pain than
no,
a real tree.
No, I don't think so. Real tree would have been easier.
Really? Real trees
are
a mess.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
You think a real tree is easier than a fake tree?
You
got to
unfurl every. I got a great fake tree. But, like, every branch has, like, 10 different little tentacles that pop off so you don't have spots, open spots. I'm
okay,
like,
well, that's easier than going out and finding a tree and chopping it down and oh, well, I guess you could buy one.
Well,
like
no one chops their own tree.
I used to every year.
Well, that's because you were Central PA. That's different out there.
Yeah, so you're saying you would just buy it, like, at the
– yeah. Look at Rich. He's chopping a tree.
It's aggressive.
Down.
Yeah, I just thought it was a bigger mess.
That's awesome.
You know, you got real like needles
everywhere.
Have you
ever done
that?
Have you ever chopped a tree?
Not only have I never, never will.
Oh, man.
I mean, John,
do you
think I'd have any chance if I chopped a tree down?
Well.
Probably fall and I'd die.
I'm sure you can do it. I mean, it's a 6 foot tall tree or whatever, 7 feet tall.
Saw
it.
All right, let's go.
You should try it one of these years.
It's unlikely.
Very festive.
Taken under consideration.
Smells so nice.
Well, that part I'm going to miss.
But then the needles.
I know.
Get everywhere.
I get it. Let's go to JJ right now. We'll get to the Merrill montage in a moment. Hi, JJ.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, JJ.
Kid Dynamite.
Oh, man, I can't believe you have never chopped a Christmas tree. Are you kidding
me?
Come
on, man, less than 5% of people listening have chopped their own Christmas
that
tree.
That is not true.
Oh, come on.
That's not true.
You go to the area, you go to the neighborhood spot, you get a tree.
No, that's over 50%.
So let me ask you a question.
Joe is the great indoorsman.
Well, that is true. But, JJ, when you chop a tree, are you chopping your own tree or are you stealing someone's tree?
Well, you know, that depends. Since we're on the air, normally we go to a farm and, you know, you take a saw and you pick out a tree and you cut it. Mm-hmm. And then they do, you know, you drag it back and then they take care of the rest.
Okay, so you were authorized to do it. But let me ask you this, JJ. Have you ever chopped a tree down that you were unauthorized to chop?
I never chopped one, but I did get a couple here and there.
Yeah, that's a yes. That means yes. Okay, yes. Okay.
So since you were decorating your tree for the second half of the game,
yes,
you probably should do that for the rest of the season.
Yeah, problem is I did that with the Phillies uniform, and it got them really far, but in the end they didn't win the World Series. So I, the whole superstition thing, I might need to take a break for a couple months.
Okay. All right, we'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm on board with everybody. I mean, the special teams, the quarterback running too much. Yeah, do I get excited when he, you know, runs for 20, 30 yards? Sure. But special teams, like you guys are saying, you know, if it's not working, hey, how about next man up? I mean, look at the quarterback last night, Love. Love's putting the ball on the money. If they catch those balls, that game's a completely different outcome.
Look, JJ, here's the thing, and I agree with you. Here's the deal, and appreciate the call, JJ. Here's the deal on the special teams thing. We're not really familiar with exactly who's messing up on special teams. I mean, John breaks down every aspect of every offensive and defensive play. But, John, I don't think you do it on special teams, right? I mean, you just don't do it.
No, I got to wait until the coach's tape comes out. But even then, I don't know.
You don't normally do it.
Take a close look
like
at it.
When I used to be in with Jaws every Monday or Tuesday, we review film for years. We never did special teams. Mm-hmm. But you can. And the Eagles coaches obviously do. And it's really not going to be that hard to figure out who are the culprits. Somebody out there is messing up. Somebody's not doing their job.
Oh, consistently. I do think a lot of it is just desire and
but that's
and
on the player.
After.
Like,
yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I just want to be clear.
And they are going to have to weed some of those guys out, demote guys, and promote some younger guys, or, you know, bring someone else in. It needs to be addressed. That's very obvious. Were you underwhelmed by the black helmets yesterday?
Well,
I was disappointed in the black. I like the black uniforms. I think they look really cool. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But the black helmet looked so similar to the regular.
All right, you ready for this answer?
Yeah.
While watching the game, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah. It looks,
so I guess that's
almost
a yes.
Exactly the same. You know, like with the lights and mm-hmm. shining, and it just seemed like it was a big deal.
I forgot about it.
The black helmet was a big deal, and it just did not, I don't know, pop the way
I expected. Well, I would tend to agree because I didn't even notice it. James, did you notice it?
Yeah, I noticed it.
What did you think?
I thought it was okay. I agree with Richie more. Yeah, it wasn't super exciting.
I mean, I think it might look better with
the... About, oh, we get to do the whole black thing. I was like, eh.
I think the midnight green helmet might look better with the black uniforms than the black helmet looks with the black uniforms.
Could be. I don't know.
Maybe it's because I'm what I'm used to.
What you're used to.
But
yeah.
The black helmets were kind of duds to me.
All right, let's get to the Merrill montage. How it sounded yesterday. All those big plays, most of them on the ground. Including a lot of Jalen Hurts running. Here it is, Merrill and Mike yesterday with the Merrill montage. Yeah, Packers are done. I mean, they're just done. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, who knows if he even plays next week, if he plays again this year, and at 4-8, they are donezo. All right, Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Time's yours. Up ahead next, more calls as well, 94 WIP. All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. And again, Andy Reid and the Eagles will be meeting each other in the Super Bowl, which is unbelievable. I mean, there's a really good chance of it. Best record, both conferences. All right, let's hit it with Tom's yours.
Stop with the quarterback sneak. The same thing every time. This isn't high school, dude. Come on, use your back, use your line. Let them get the push.
Foot,
hand it off. Come on.
You really can't say it's been stopped yet because
it was stopped three times.
Well, third down, it wasn't the quarterback sneak type that they've been doing all year. No one pushed them. And on fourth down, obviously it sounds like the other team just had some Mickey Mouse rule violation that wasn't called by the ref. And that's so just like I hope
yeah,
people
there
don't
were extenuating circumstances.
Huge extenuating circumstances.
Win, loss, or draw, you people out here that are still defending Jonathan Gannon are just as much a part of the problem as he is. I've said it since the first week of the season, the worst defensive coordinator in the National Football League. Jordan Love takes his first snap of the season in the fourth quarter of a two-possession game, and instead of pressuring him, you send three guys and give him all the time in the world. This man is awful at his job. Worst in the league, without a doubt, times years.
I just don't agree.
Special teams is the definition of insanity. Something has got to change this week.
That I agree with. That I certainly agree with.
Will it?
Yeah. Remember all of those times you used to tell him to run the ball? 363 rushing yards. The most in a game since 1948. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
Yeah, I mean, listen, your E-A-G-L-E-S was really weak, but your facts were good. And I applaud you on that part.
I found it interesting in tonight's game how every time the Eagles went up tempo, the Green Bay Packers had an injury.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's just ridiculous. And then Chris Collinsworth on the commentary, he's got to go. I mean, he wants to be Aaron Rodgers' best friend so bad. I mean, he's so biased. Like, dude, do not do Philadelphia Eagles games. Like, it's ridiculous. Time's yours.
I think Collinsworth is the best national analyst out there.
I thought he was great last
night. I thought he was exceptional last night.
Phenomenal.
And by the way, for all the people talking about...
He's always phenomenal.
Yeah. He is always great.
He sees things
really
in
smart.
The moment. He notices
it's
things.
Tremendous.
He's explaining things.
Teaches.
By the way, for all the love of Aaron Rodgers, and there certainly was some, guys, he had a lot of love for Jalen Hurts last night. A lot of love for Jalen Hurts. He's exceptional. We all got a little frustrated with that Super Bowl broadcast. And through the years, people think, you know, he's been against the Eagles. He's not against the Eagles. He calls it like he sees it. He's really good at what he does.
A win is a win is a win is a win. But still, this team feels very flawed. A lot to worry about. You can't have Jalen Hurts do that every game. So they've got to get some other guys involved. A.J. Brown still has been not at his best lately. Good thing is they're winning these games, but there's still a lot they need to fix right now. Time's yours.
Yeah. A lot is maybe a lot to say. I don't know if it's a lot. But yeah, he said very flawed. I don't think they're very flawed. They're flawed, but I wouldn't say very flawed.
10-1, it's awesome. 10-1 is awesome. But I'll tell you, I'm worried about the special teams. The Eagles' special teams are the Phillies' defense. They're going to end up costing this team in the end. They got to get rid of this coach. He's horrible. There's no way you can have a 10-1 team and everybody on special teams stinks. It's got to be the coach. Time's yours.
It might be.
You know, the best way to solve this kickoff coverage issue is just tell Jake Elliott, kick it harder, man. Just kick it out.
Come on. You think they haven't tried that, John?
I am certain that the focus has been, okay, here's your lanes, here's your assignment, do this. They're looking past, like, the simple, obvious.
Yeah, but John, he doesn't go, but he doesn't
zone,
go into the kick.
No return.
But he doesn't go into the kick not trying to kick it through the end zone.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes
no,
they...
but that's generally not what they do. He tries to kick it his hardest.
Well, he needs to get his leg right so we don't have to worry
about
covering.
Well, I think
things.
That's a ridiculous solution because as it gets colder, it's going to go less far. So that is not
get a stronger leg.
Seltzer, is that what I'm dealing with here?
Work
that's
out.
My. Yeah. That's
do
it.
Some
blame
squats.
Jake Elliott for the special teams issues. Blame Jake freaking Elliott. Okay,
Richie,
you could solve everything. Kick it through the uprights.
Punch
kick
yourself
it out of play.
Punch yourself in the face. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe
you're
and John
kicker.
A message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.